Good morning. Joyful blessings. Our theme today is resist not thoughts and feelings. So take a breath and rest is what you are. You are here. Take another deep breath. Be still. You are here. Are you not aware in this moment that you are here? And did you have to do anything in order to be aware of being present? There are still some students looking to discover being that have certain ideas and beliefs as to what is right to do and what is wrong to do or think in order for that discovery to take place. And that you must still live by those ideas and beliefs even after that discovery does take place. And if you succumb to any of those limited ideas, it just means to you in mind thoughts that you hear. See, you're not there yet. For instance, some believe that to be awakened or to be present, that you cannot be fearful anymore, or that fear must go away for that to happen, for awakening to happen, that you cannot be angry or express anger anymore, that you cannot use curse words anymore, that you cannot have certain types of thoughts. Do you hear, for example, when anger or fear rises, and I'm just staying with these two examples this morning, I shouldn't be afraid, or I shouldn't be angry, or I shouldn't be judging. An enlightened one cannot be angry or should not be angry, or they don't get angry. Or afraid. The list can really be long. I shouldn't be anxious. I shouldn't judge. I shouldn't have those kind of thoughts. I shouldn't desire things. Or it goes on and on and on in the belief that there is a certain criteria that must be met in order to be aware of what you are, to be awake. Okay. We all have some kind of list. I had a list of what I should do and what I should not do in order to awaken. Okay. Sometimes we might not even know that it's there, but at other times we most certainly do, because it comes as, oh, as I said, I shouldn't be afraid. You know, when you're awakened, you're not afraid anymore, or you don't have fearful feelings. And you might be surprised now to hear that there is nothing wrong with the feeling of fear. And there is nothing wrong with the feeling of anger or any of the emotions and beliefs you hold about how an awakened one is supposed to behave. For there is nothing wrong with any thought that comes to awareness. We have a listing of expectations, what it should be like before awakening, and then the expectations of what it is supposed to be like after awakening. So let's take just a moment now, and I'd like to for you to reflect on this and see if you have placed expectations on the ability to awaken or on the ability to deepen the already awakened understanding that you are living now. Just for a moment, take a breath, be still. See if there are expectations that you are holding to. For some, it can be a listing of how to be pious, or the listing of what is required to be good, because that's part of the expectations. Now, the key you are to be aware of is just allow it to be there. And you might say, just everything, anything, just allow it to be there. Yes. Any feeling of fear, doubt, anxiety, any feeling of anger, frustration, impatience. Just allow them to be there. Is it that simple? Yes, it's that simple. Because as you are aware of the feelings and the emotions, you also become aware of just resting beyond them. It is the vastness of your being that allows for all that is to come to its awareness. It is all love, and nothing is rejected or unloved, even thoughts of anger and fear. The vastness of your being allows for all that is to come to its awareness. This is being awakened. Joel says, in that state, and I'm paraphrasing, in that state, nothing can stick to you. You are just being as you are, the very supreme presence of awareness. So this is being awakened. Just allowing the thoughts, feelings, and emotions to be there while you remain but aware of them without judgment, without condemnation, without appreciation, or saying, good job. Awakened is when you allow what you would not have or what you would seek to be rid of to just let it be there. Okay. The importance of that is that you are awake as awareness. Can you see that? By just allowing what you would be rid of, just allowing it to be there. In this, you are awake in awareness, as awareness. And in this, you stay conscious. You stay aware. Even in succumbing to any of the taboos that you may have listed or self-imposed, you are still just letting them be there. Staying conscious. There was angry words that escaped my mouth. Step back. Just let that happening be there. I'm in a sense of fearfulness. Let it be there without judgment, without condemnation. When you stay conscious, there is the greatest opportunity to stay out of the auto reactions. Meaning, if those angry words came out, if the cussing words came out, just to stay, let that happening just be there without condemnation. You are staying in awareness and you are resting in a place now of being able to have a responding of love instead of a reaction out of a sense of separation. That is being awake. It is when we do allow the self-imposed limits to take us over that we go unconscious. And then are caught up in reactions based on a sense of separation. I know that's repeated over and over, but that is the I would say only limitation. If there were limitations in you, that would be the only one to regress back into and believing the idea of separation. And it's in that reaction place, believing in that sense of separation, that is when the thought may come, that good old friendly thought, see, you are not there yet. But you are, because you are aware of it all. You are present to it all as awareness. It is that on the one hand, you are resting as the awareness you are, allowing whatever is appearing to just be. Just as if you were watching a cloud passing by you, just let it be. And in resting in just letting it be there, you are resting in peace and serenity. You can see from that it wouldn't matter what the mind was throwing out or what the mind was involved in through thoughts. It would have no reaction from you. You would be being as you are. And even if there were a reaction, you would be consciously aware to take a breath, step back, and just let that reaction be there. And if from that resting, from that place of peace and serenity, If something were needed to take place, it would take place. Spontaneously, out of peace and out of serenity, out of love, and not out of the sense of separation. Because on the other hand, when we follow the mind in regard to the appearances, we go unconscious for that moment until we have the realization. Wait a minute. Step back. Just let that be there. So in all of this, in all of the typos or the criteria or the expectations we may have placed on awakening or are still placing some on awakening, in all of this, there is still nothing wrong. All is just being as it is. And in all of this, you remain as the divine, pure presence of God, conscious awareness. Nothing can ever come about that could make you be what you are not already. Hold that in your heart. Remember, you are not the body or the mind, but for this time, they are here to fulfill, to express and experience humanness. And you are that which is aware of them. Let us pray. O most beloved one, I rest beyond the thoughts and feelings that rise. I rest in pure awareness of being. I rest beyond even the intellect and thinking. I rest beyond body and mind. I rest in the silence of love, and I am happy and free. Amen. Om Namaste.